Elmer Stupia. Nominated to lead the Health and Human Services Department, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. appears before senators for his confirmation hearing.
Supporters of Robert Kennedy Jr. cheer on President Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. Kennedy says he wants to make America healthy again.
We can't be a strong nation when our people are so sick. A healthy person has 1,000 dreams. A sick person has only one.
Kennedy has come under scrutiny by critics who claim he's anti-vaccine. Kennedy telling the Senate Finance Committee he is not anti-vaccine, that all of his kids are vaccinated, and that vaccines play a critical role in health care. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem joining in on ICE raids in New York City. Alexis McAdams has more.
Investigators telling Fox News they were targeting and arresting migrant criminals, including one man who they say is a Trende Aragua gang member who was hiding out over in the Bronx. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem telling Fox that that man was arrested after he was trying to buy grenades.
He had just been a part of a gun weapons exchange and was trying to buy grenades. Why would anybody in this country need to buy a grenade and go out and perpetuate violence?
The Venezuelan migrant identified by DHS as Anderson Zambrano Pacheco. Pacheco arrested on a slew of charges like what? Well, kidnapping, assault, and burglary, to name a few.
An immigration reform organization says birth tourism is another activity that can be stopped if President Trump's effort to end birthright citizenship is successful. More from Chad Groening.
A federal judge in California recently sends a woman to 41 months in prison for helping pregnant Chinese women travel to the United States to deliver babies who automatically became U.S. citizens. Phoebe Dong and her now separated husband, Michael Yu, were convicted in September of conspiracy and money laundering through their company, USA Happy Baby. Federal prosecutors say the couple helped more than 100 pregnant Chinese women travel to the United States. Prosecutors also say that for tens of thousands of dollars each, the defendant helped her numerous customers deceive U.S. authorities and buy U.S. citizenship for their children. Ira Melman is media director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. He says this is another example of why birthright citizenship must end.
Here you have both people here in the United States who are profiting from this, and you have the birth tourists themselves who are misrepresenting their reasons for being allowed to enter the United States. That actually is a crime, something that needs to stop.
And Melman says birth tourism is nothing new.
No, it's nothing new at all. It's not just from China. It's from many, many different parts of the world. And it tends to be the more affluent in those countries. They are the ones who can afford to pay these people who facilitate this. So this is not a case of destitute people trying to come here. This is affluent people in most cases trying to take advantage of a flaw in our system.
Melman hopes that the Supreme Court will ultimately uphold President Trump's executive order banning birthright citizenship. I'm Chad Groening.
An investigation is underway into how an F-35 fighter jet crashed in Alaska Tuesday. Jeff Manasso has more.
An F-35 assigned to the 354th Fighter Wing crashed near Eielson Air Force Base during a training exercise after a single pilot declared an in-flight emergency before ejecting. That pilot currently in stable condition.
Because it was, the impact did occur near the airfield, it was during the landing phase and had been airborne for a period of time. Investigating what they determined to be an in-flight malfunction.
U.S. Air Force Colonel Paul Townsend says a safety investigation is underway and an accident investigation board has convened. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Tax season is underway and the IRS expects 140 million people to file returns by April 15th. If you file your tax return electronically, the IRS says it should take 21 days or fewer to receive your refund. If you choose to receive your refund with direct deposit, it should take even less time. If you file a paper return, the refund could take 4 weeks or more. More news online at AFN.net and on the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.